This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
GoDaddy.com. Man up and get your $4.95 by entering code MMA Nuts.
Defense Soap. Offense wins matches. Defense keeps you on the mat. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 135.
135.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is the MMA show by MMA fans. For MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, we do. What's happening?
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's always the best. I heard it's like negative 0.0 degrees out.
It's freezing outside. My car said it was 9 on the way over, and it's supposed to get down to below 0.
Solid 9.
Cheers to that.
Woo!
I had some killer barbecue yesterday, as I was telling you. I forgot how much I love barbecue. I seriously, brisket, pulled pork. No, I had the two meat combo I couldn't even finish. I had to finish it at lunch today because it was so much meat.
But I don't care. This guy talk about how he can't take down the meat. Come on.
I like barbecue. No, because then you eat all that meat and then you just feel like, oh, I'm going to die.
Oh, good meat sweats, man. Those are awesome.
I don't get those. I just get the, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Yeah.
Okay.
Or then you eat too much meat and then you get hungry again. Some weird, like, you have like a weird sugar craving. You ever have that happen?
No.
Like after meat?
No. No. Never after I eat
whenever
meat.
Whenever I suck on that meat, I crave sugar.
It's probably because you're getting used to like that
slurping.
That explosion after you've had meat in your mouth. You need a little... Extra special sauce.
Put some hot sauce on that sucker.
Yeah, hell yeah. Foot long.
And, you know, while I was eating this meat, I was watching UFC on FX7.
Awesome.
No, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which was quite the ordeal. Dan Mirigliotta strikes again.
Is he the best or worst ref in MMA?
I don't know. I think he's the most inconsistent. Sometimes he lets it go too long, and sometimes he lets it go too short. There's no, like, in-between. It's kind of weird. So a couple of the fights I thought he let go way too long.
Was he trying to make that Chuck Congo, Pat Barry thing happen again? We talk about it, where you try to let it go a little too far, a little too far.
See what happens.
It's like, I can make the most fucking epic comeback ever, but you're going to kill somebody in the process.
Yes, yes. It was that, that was that... Nurmagomedov versus Thiago Tavares. Yeah.
And what shirt was he wearing too, by the way?
Oh yeah, that if Sambo was jiu-jitsu,
if Sambo was easy,
he'd be called jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, that's awesome to wear in Brazil. Good luck with that.
Nice work.
And you wonder why the fans aren't cheering when you jump up on the octagon. Yeah.
That guy's a killer though. I saw some video of him like samboing and he's a freaking monster.
Is that like a dance? It sounds like a dance.
Like salsaing?
Yeah, something.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. But the point is he's a killer, and Dan Mirigliotta almost let him kill Tavares. Is raining down elbows, just like
I saw those. It looked devastating.
Like, dude, stop this already! What are you doing, man? The guy's turtled up. Like, what's going on?
I don't know.
Brazil. I'm gonna let it go, just in case.
They want blood, Ingo. There's not enough blood on
Maybe he feared for his life, and he thought he would get shot if he stopped like a Brazilian's fight
stopped
too early.
Stopped it early?
Yeah,
maybe. But maybe 12 blows. I don't know. Maybe that's a good stoppage. It's been 14.
So most of the Brazilians on this card won, though. So
here's a weird question. Do you think that the refs are affected by the time zone change? Like I would like to see that stat. Maybe someone can check that one out. If they're reffing in another country, do they fuck up more than if they were in, like, say, Las Vegas?
It's possible.
Like a fighter.
They could be tired. And who knows when... Do they really get there early? Do they get there the day of? Are they fresh off the plane? Who knows?
I think it's the juice. I think it's fucking us up.
They're on the
juice. I think they need to be tested, Ingo.
TRT?
Yes.
Maybe they're all high.
Maybe. Is it legal in Brazil?
I don't know.
I doubt that. You can get the ayahuasca out there, right?
I don't think weed's legal. Probably you go like the prison forever. Rape me in the ass kind of prison. Not the nice one.
That's my favorite kind.
Not the like Martha Stewart prison. This is like...
You ain't getting out for a while.
Yeah, you're going to be somebody's bitch.
Maybe. Maybe. Hey, should we hit some scores up?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, there was one fight that was ruled a no contest, so there's not 11 fights now. There's only 10 because we had to throw that one out. So I was 8-2.
Okay.
Ingo was 4-6. And the Magic 8 Ball was 9-1.
What? I did really well, and all of a sudden the 8 Ball beats me? Fuck the 8 Ball.
The 8 Ball beat me too. It doesn't matter.
That's bullshit. Hey, what? Bonus awards. Fight of the night. Mr. Go. Dalloway versus Daniel Serafian. Vitor Belfort gets knocked out of the night, and then submission was Itamar Alcantara. 50 grand for everybody involved. Can't say I disagree.
No. Which fight you want to talk about first? The Dalloway one?
Well, we just talked about the Khabib fight.
Yeah.
Gonzaga Ben Rothwell was before that, which...
That was fucking weird.
It's weird because,
no?
You know, the Rothwell we saw in the last two fights is not the same guy. It's like he was almost like sleepwalking.
What
there.
Was this move?
I don't know what he was doing.
It's like he was thinking about pulling the trigger, but not quite pulling the trigger, and couldn't get it going, and then Gonzaga's just grind him, get him tired, and then fucking submit him.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And he looked like he was in shape, no?
Rothwell?
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe the time change, maybe the food. He didn't have to cut weight. He came in under 260, so weird. I don't know. He looked pretty disappointed with himself, so maybe there's just some shit going on and just couldn't get it
Is
going.
Is it personal problems? Did he just split with his wife?
Hey, now.
That seems to be the popular
don't
one.
Don't you feel bad about calling out Junior Dos Santos last week?
Why?
Saying that, you know, that's a pretty big, I guess.
I didn't call him out. I just said the guy had personal problems. If he's not fucking...
He said, here we go again.
I'm just saying, like...
The Brazilian's making
if
excuses.
He was mentally tough, he would have been able to take care of that shit.
That's fucked up, though. I mean,
I joke because it's some shit. Like, if
even a good, I think even a good split with your wife would fuck up your head. I think even if it was like amicable and everybody was like cool with it, it would still fuck you up. I think
a little bit, but you gotta be able to push through these things and not use that as an excuse.
Well, he did. He took a 5-round beating, like.
Like his,
the worst beating I've seen in
like
a long time.
Like his wife would have given it to him.
Maybe
she looks like she could beat.
Maybe
some
he
shit.
Wanted to lose. Maybe he was just like. Taking punishment because he felt like he deserved it.
Maybe.
It's possible.
I think he just was setting up the rematch. That's all. They love threes.
We still have no word on whether that is happening or not. Do we?
Not yet.
Okay. It should. I kind of like it.
I don't know. Dana White had his headgear on. So I
oh, yeah, because he had his ear removed?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. So.
They're going to rip your ear off and reattach it.
Should we interview him and be like, get the camera back there? Like, how's the ear?
That'd be awesome, because I'd want to, like, have it in my hand.
So which side should I stand on?
Here, speak into my ear so I can hear you better. What the fuck? Holy shit.
That's awesome.
Great.
Anyways, Gonzaga looked pretty good, but he was in Brazil, Brazilian in Brazil. Wouldn't say he looked world-class beater, kind of like his old self, but making strides to get back to his old self. I would say he hasn't been himself since... Couture.
2007.
Like Couture beat him up pretty bad. Busted his nose.
Since he knocked out Krokop.
Yeah. What does this leave for Gonzaga? Who would like to see him fight? I think one of the new crops coming over maybe, huh?
Yeah. Some people got cut. Some people came in.
Yep. No word on what Barnett's doing.
I was going to say, this is what I think of Josh Barnett. And whatever happened, again, I'll say, Karatanov, where is that guy?
AWOL. He's in
He's
Russia.
Missing.
Mother Russia. Doing his thing. I don't know.
And Rothwell, whatever. Fucking, a lot of people are calling for a Pat Barry.
Rothwell. Oh, that'd
match.
Be crazy. I think, don't they both train with Rufus or have trained with Rufus? Maybe?
Something. I don't know.
It's like, that'd be cool. I take it.
No? It's all good. Now, should we get to the main juicy fucking fight?
Okay, I know you want to talk about Stevie Dalloway, who I can't stand, by the way. Go ahead.
I don't want to talk. Did he look a little bigger, too, than normal?
He looked pretty big.
Like his head was swollen?
He was more lean and mean before. Now he's, like, kind of juiced up.
His stance looked a little off. And I think Florian was pointing it out, too. He was standing really upright. Not a lot of bend in the knees. And he luckily, he's got a chin because he took a lot of fucking shots. He got dropped. And I had the first round for sure.
Yep.
Not for him.
Nope.
In round three, definitely Dalloway. It was really round two was the question mark. And do you think he did enough in that last 30 seconds?
No. I think the decision was bullshit. And the thing that bothers me is that, you know, he did, what did he get? A takedown at the last, like, 10 seconds
almost
or 20
finished
seconds?
It in the second.
Like, but he did, that was, like, at the end. So everybody forgot what happened that entire round. Serafian just got tired. You know, from bouncing around and jumping around and whatever. And he was owning Dalloway. And I thought he was going to finish him at one point. And then he ends up coming in the third and surviving. But there was no 10-8 in that fight. And I don't see any way that they could have ruled it for Dalloway. I just don't. I think it's bullshit.
I could have gave it to Dalloway.
Come on.
He almost stopped the fight in the second round and go. I don't like the guy either, and it's one of those guys.
He seems
guys,
like a tool.
Yeah.
But I don't know him, so what do I know? From the show. Wasn't he on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what rubbed me the wrong way.
All these guys. It's weird because I have these weird grudges, and I don't understand why I don't like certain people. I don't hate
him. You meet him and be like, he's like the coolest guy ever. We were talking shit about him. Who knows?
It'd be like Michael Bisping. He's probably the coolest guy ever, but I just don't like him.
Yeah.
And I know karma's a motherfucker.
It's all good.
So.
So, CB Dalloway, what do you think is going to be next for Mr. Dalloway?
I have no idea. I want to talk about Bisping and Vitor.
You don't?
Go ahead. Throw some people out.
I don't care. Let's talk about okay. Let me just ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did Vitor look unusually large?
He looked the strongest I've ever fucking seen him. And even before we started the show, I'm looking at all these posters, and there's like one from him and Couture when they fought at heavyweight. And I forgot what it says. UFC 46 over there. Mm-hmm. There's one at him and Couture at light heavyweight at whatever's that, UFC 49. He looks skinny as shit. And now here we are at, I don't even know what UFC, if it was a numbered one, what we'd be calling it, but.
212.
Yes. Belfort looked the biggest that we've ever seen him.
Huge. He had like Sylvester Stallone veins going in his arms. Yeah, it was like, crazy.
Cock veins everywhere.
Yeah,
it was, just
pretty ridiculous.
Fucking bring it.
And what about his patience? This is a guy who he's known for bum rushing guys, and he's just out there just like hanging around. Pitting his time, trying his range.
It's the measured approach that he kind of took against John Jones.
Yeah.
And the new wrinkle that he threw in his game, it's like, I don't remember any fights, and there are probably a couple, where he used kicks, but I'll tell you what, Michael Bisping was not expecting Vitor Belfort to throw any kicks, because every one of those landed, be it body or to the head, and the two that he landed to the head were fucking massive.
Yep. Yeah, I question Bisping's game plan in this fight because he's a guy known for, like, pressing the pace a bit, and he didn't really do that. I don't know if he was afraid of Vitor's power or what the story was, but he just didn't seem like himself. I don't, you know, I'm used to him, like, kind of dictating everything in a fight, and he just never did that here.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's all about dictation.
Dick. You, like, just like saying dick, don't you?
Fuck yeah.
Dick Tracy.
Cock and balls.
Calling Dick Tracy. Cock and balls?
What?
Well, we talked about this before. An interesting stat is that Bisping has lost his three major losses recently have all been to guys on TRT. Chael Sonnen, Vitor Belfort, and it was Dan Henderson who knocked him out brutally. So
was Rashad on the juice? Because he's the other one, right?
Did he fight Rashad?
Yeah.
He did?
That's the fourth loss. Because it was but that was way on. That was like
it was way back.
2006.
That was before he was on a streak. Because he was hot for a while, and then he kind
of... Anytime he gets sniffing
hot.
Distance of a title shot, he somehow loses.
Yeah.
He's what you call the Kenny Florian of the middleweight division, but Kenny at least got some title shots.
He did. Unfortunately, I don't know. It's something to be said there. I mean, and all the guys he's fought were all quite large in those respective fights, so...
Large, and I think they're also... Top 10 or close
maybe that's
to it.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Top level,
you know, the top level guys, but
seasoned.
You know,
they're all seasoned too.
Mike, maybe it's time to get on the TRT, sir. It seems to be your kryptonite.
I'll just say this: karma's a motherfucker too.
You think so? Yep. But he was humble in defeat.
Well, he's
unusually
is.
So. Which begs the question: is it a character or is it his real?
It's
his
character.
So like, who's the real Mike Bisping? Maybe we should ask him. Like.
Who are you?
Who are you, Mike?
I'm Batman, bitch. I'm Batman. So
I think genuinely he probably is a really nice guy, and he comes out dickish because that's like his persona.
It's his role.
It's like what he's playing.
We talked about before. You got to polarize, right?
Yes.
Either you love him or hate him. You got to have some heels. You got to have some good guys. And he
like
likes
six
to
inch
push
pumps.
It.
What? 6-inch pumps, high heels. You know pumps. Fuck me, pumps. Never. You said you have to have some heels. I'm thinking of heels, high heels, 6-inch
okay,
heels.
Okay, good. I got you.
I'm
now.
Bringing
I like,
around
you lost
six-inch
me.
Pumps.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bring it back. Drop a breadcrumb.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. He's hurting.
Anyways, they got to be red though. The pumps.
Blood red.
Candy apple red.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna go purchase some.
Not you.
Why not? Oh no, I can't wear the pumps.
You can wear pumps.
How about a gong?
Go ahead. You can wear a gong.
All right. Just a gong.
So. Yes.
Okay.
So go. Vitor calls out John Jones and says, fuck Chael Sonnen or whatever. He couldn't even remember his name.
This is the most retarded
thing
ever.
He's so juiced up, he can't even speak. He's like,
juice is melting my brain. I must smash. At a measured pace.
Which I found odd. Why wouldn't he call Anderson Silva out?
Yeah, well, exactly. What weight class are you going to fight at?
And the guy's sitting in the crowd. Right. Why wouldn't he be like, Anderson, I want you? Is it because he doesn't think he can beat him?
Probably. And he knows he armbarred John Jones.
He did.
And almost broke it.
And now he's closer. So huge on the TRT, the weight cut's probably difficult.
Yeah. So.
Speaking of TRT, did you watch a Lance Armstrong interview?
No.
With Oprah?
No. Go ahead.
He admitted everything, sort of.
Well, here's the question. Why? Why at this point admit anything?
The only thing I can think of is financial and emotional freedom. He probably felt weighed down by the whole thing. And like, he's stuck in life because, like, you can't do shit because you just come out and you admit it, and then you know how Americans are. It's like, we forgive you. This is all like news, and everybody hates the guy for a month, and then after that is like, oh, he's turning his life around, and he's kissing babies, and life's good, and then the Lance Armstrong, Livestrong money machine starts back up again. So
yeah, I wonder how big that tanked.
Well, he was like worth $100 million. I think Livestrong overall is like a multi-billion dollar corporation, and they boot kicked him out. So.
Of his own foundation?
Yes.
Fuck those people. You know what? If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have a foundation. So how dare you kick him out?
Well,
you know what? Here's a man who, and what was the stat? Like, if you looked at all the guys that were in cycling at that time that were cycling, or I should say on the juice, because it gets confusing if you cycle twice.
Bicycling?
Right.
Bicycling.
Bicycling and cycling.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Are you talking about roid cycling?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I think it was something like if you knocked out everybody else that was on the juice, like the guy that was in 17th place would win. Everybody was on them. It fucking is mind-numbing and bugs the shit out of me. Everyone just needs to accept that. Everyone that is competing is fucking juicing or something.
He was just the best at it.
Right.
So he took
training
like
he did right.
So seriously that he was like, I'm going to be the best at training. I'm going to be the best at juicing. I'm going to be better than anybody at doing this shit.
I appreciate that.
Which is all good.
I appreciate that. Mean, he's just trying. He made cycling almost interesting.
But here's something to be said because he said that in his last two, I believe, which he didn't. He placed like third in one and didn't place in another. He didn't do anything. He said on the interview, he said, like, I was totally clean for those.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't win. So that makes me wonder, like, okay, if he hadn't a juice, then would he have not won? And does that mean that he's not as good as he is? Or does that just mean that the playing field is so uneven that you have to do shit in order to be competitive?
It's uneven, and he has to do shit. He only has one testicle. So I'm imagining he's on the TRT. This is TRT because maybe that other testicle. Well, here's the question. Does it get large and swell up to like 1.5 times the size of a normal testicle?
You should meet him
and
feel his cock and balls and tell me.
Does he get another one inserted so it doesn't look weird if he's with
like
a chick?
It's like an add-on.
He just has one really large ball hanging off to the side.
I don't know.
That'd look awkward.
It's slightly. So we got on a tangent here, but I just thought I'd bring that up because that was the big thing.
Yeah.
Even my wife was watching this and she was like, oh, what a cheater. I'm like, who gives a shit? It's
fucking
10 years ago. Who
That's
cares?
That's the bigger point.
And the other thing is he never got busted. So what? You're going to take his shit away? He never got busted. If he would have never admitted it, it's bullshit that they stripped him of his titles because he never tested positive, ever.
Right.
So how can they do that?
Exactly.
Seems wrong. I don't know.
He did the homework.
The burden of proof.
He passed it. Passed the test. The glove doesn't fit in.
And I am against...
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So next for Bisbing.
This is a long list of. He really fucked himself by losing this fight. Seriously, he was right there, and now he goes all the way
so
to the back
close.
Of the line.
I wanted that fight too.
Bisbing.
Hey, come on,
I would say like Tim Kennedy or something. Isn't he at Kennedy 185? Somebody coming over from Strikeforce would be cool.
Could do that.
Like a Tim Kennedy. Isn't he? He's 185, right? Remember what a beast he is?
I got a grudge match, though.
Uh-oh. What? Matt Hamill?
No. Well, I'd like that, too. I'd like a little Matt Hamill. I don't know if Matt can deal with that now. He's
maybe
retired and came back. But I still want Alan Belcher, man.
Oh, yeah.
because they're both coming off a loss now, and the those in glass houses should not throw stones. So
he was talking shit about Belcher, wasn't he?
Yep, or Boach. So I prefer.
I don't like his chances against Boach. That's for sure.
I prefer Belcher. Belcher, you know, that, I think that's a more intriguing fight to me.
Yeah, should be good.
So
exciting.
Make that happen,
Striker,
and then
jiu-jitsu versus wrestling.
Yes,
Striker.
And hopefully we got the wrestling worked out so we don't get held down by people.
Maybe.
Ben Askren working magic.
Yep.
Next for Vitor. Well, here's the question. What weight class is he going to stay at now?
I think he needs to go up to 205. He was calling out John Jones. I really don't think the guy has an easy time to get down to 185 anymore. Look how huge he is. He's gigantic.
Yeah, what's the third round look like?
And
I think that's probably why he has the measured pace, too, because, fuck, what is your cardio looking like? Because he's got to be cutting 40 pounds. That motherfucker was 220. I don't give a shit what anybody's saying.
Yep.
So?
So, next for Vitor?
Yeah. Pick a weight class. I think that's the next decision. 170. Anthony Rumble Johnson this shit.
I think he fights at 205. I don't think he fights John Jones, though. I wouldn't mind him seeing him fight like Chael Sonnen.
Well, I think that's a fight. Well, Chael has said now that two times Vitor has called him out when fights have already been booked. So Chael has accepted that fight.
Okay.
And he said he will get his when it's his time.
Okay.
So fight accepted. We'll make it happen. But
so win or lose, Vitor should get the shot.
Sure.
Give him Chael.
It's all good.
Should have went to the bathroom before we started taping.
You can just go
I have
now.
To pee so badly.
Let's take a time out. And we're back.
Hey, I'm back now.
Dude. What are you ready for?
Whoa. I am ready for UFC.
I didn't even fucking see. Once again, I am on top of my game. It's all organic all the time.
It's all good. We need someone to click that button for us. This is why we need a producer, Matt.
No, we don't.
He doesn't think we do.
Less people means more profit.
That's true. But what about a producer with boobies?
That's not good for
sitting
the,
right there by behind the camera. Not good for the what?
Marriage.
It's all good. Don't worry.
The fans have voted and they want them right here.
The boobies?
Yeah. Can the heat turn off, by the way?
I don't know, we're cooking down
talking
here.
About this.
Okay, so UFC 156, Aldo versus Edgar. Is that Super Bowl weekend? Weekend?
Yes.
Super Bowl weekend.
In Vegas.
Las Vegas. Originally, I think we were going to have Henderson Machida, but that was moved, and they went to 157 because of the Ronda Rousey thing, right?
Yep.
So it kind of stacked that card a bit. So here we are today with a still stacked card, which I'm quite excited for.
It's a card where we'll ignore cage rust and go for broke. There's a lot of guys that haven't fought in a while. Are you ready?
No.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Awesome. All right, we'll start with the Fitch fight. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
Awesome. We got John.
No sleeping. Wait, the jugger. Wait, I'm not sleeping anymore.
That's right. He's wide awake. He is 24-4-1 versus Damian Maia. He is 17-4. Fitch, 21% of his wins by KO, 21% by submission. Maia, 18% of his wins by KO and 53% by submission. What do you see going on here?
This is interesting because here's a guy in John Fitch who his strength is getting guys to the ground and grinding it out. And then here's another guy in Damian Maia whose strength is being on the bottom and or finishing guys on the ground. So that begs the question.
What's that?
What is going to happen here? Because I think they both want to come in and feel each other out. Not like that. In the striking department. And I think it's Maya's. It should be his game plan to force Fitch to try to take this fight to the ground because he feels like he's losing the stand-up. So we've seen Maia do good things against Munoz and a few other fighters in the past, and we've seen him get clipped a bit and over, you know, get away from his game plan. But I feel like Maia has a significant advantage on the ground. So if you look back at Fitch's last fight, which was against Silva, he almost got choked out in that fight.
But he had good enough submission defense to make it.
I know, but it wasn't Damian Maia.
Get away.
So I don't think he gets lucky. The sun doesn't shine on a dog's ass twice, Matt.
Sure it does.
It does not.
That is the most ridiculous. It's like a squirrel. Only find, what is it? Something about a blind squirrel and a nut.
Yes.
There's something about that.
Yes.
Every once in a while, a blind squirrel finds a nut. I'll get it.
The second mouse gets the cheese.
The carpenter said the blind carpenter pick up the hammer and saw. Yeah.
I'm excited for this fight. I'm going to say I'm really excited.
Fight at night.
I talked to, you think so?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Oh, you dirty bitch.
I don't think so. But I talked to Comprito about this, actually, and he was very excited. He thought that Fitch presented some interesting problems, but he kind of feels like this is going to go the same way of the Chael Sonnen fight. And I kind of have to agree. I think Maia is really deceptively, like, people don't realize in the clinch, he's very dangerous. Like, if you get him in a clinch, he's good at, like, those jujitsu takedowns and just...
Really like a judo throw almost.
Yeah, he's got, like, these little things he can do from the clinch. And I think Fitch isn't going to try to wrestle him down. But at some point, this hits the ground. I'm going to say it's early. What did I say? Early in the first, like, 2-3 minutes when both guys are still not all sweaty.
Yeah.
And Maya's going to be able to... He'll probably get taken down, but I feel like he's going to be able to get a sweep or, you know, escape to the back and get a rear naked choke in, because I just don't think Fitch's ground defense is all that good compared to Maya's offense.
I think you're out of control.
I think it ain't going to happen.
You're out of control.
Damian Maya, he's going to be the champ at 170.
Okay. I'll say my heart is with you and wants to pick Maya.
But
my brain is saying to pick
your cock and
Fitch.
Balls. That's right. On Fitch.
Because you got to look at how Fitch has fought his last fight. Like, he finally fought with some fucking emotion and some passion to finish a fight because
for once,
he needed to, right?
Yes.
And he took it to Silva. And a lot of people didn't pick him to win. I was like, that's a young buck. And was that a Brazil fight, too? I don't quite remember. But
I forget.
It was a hell of a fight to take and win the way he did. So I look at this fight and I've gone back and forth both ways. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, who can dictate where the fight's going to take place? I think Fitch is the one who can.
Really?
Yes. Because if he wants to keep it standing, I think he will keep the distance and keep Maya off of him. If he wants to take it down, I think Fitch takes it down. The concern I have is... Maya is conditioning because he is a big 170. So I'm not. We haven't seen him at 170 really go the distance yet.
Because the fight was just around.
The two fights he's had with like the stun gun.
Good point.
He like rib broke him on that fucking takedown, and then Story fucking neck cranked and squeezed the brain juice out. So both first round. So if Fitch wants to grind him out for three rounds, I'm a little scared on the conditioning.
I think it's
so
close. Because, I mean, Maya went five rounds with Anderson Silva.
This is at 85, though.
I know.
So
he had more cardio at 170.
I don't know.
Feel light, lean and mean, baby.
No. He was, like, remember when we met him in person, too, though. This is one of the
guys where
his size actually
matched
the impression that I had. Like, he was, like, our size. Like, so,
yeah.
Okay, so.
That's why I was like, your friend, and once I was like, fuck, I'm fat. I need to lose weight. Holy like, shit.
He's a good size.
Like,
so
25 pounds lighter. You know, it's craziness. But
so, for him to get down, I was like, oh, my God. So.
He's been able to do it twice. I think he looks good.
Not gay, but just good.
Oh, he looks awesome. I'm going to lick him between the chesticles.
Nice.
I want him to rear naked choke me. Sorry.
I don't even know what to say to that. I just,
next time I see him, please choke me out.
Good luck with that. Are you going to take your shirt off first?
No.
Grease up.
Oil up.
Yeah, oil up.
You know what I just thought on a tangent? It was that Will Ferrell, that ice skating movie was just on yesterday.
Yeah.
I haven't, you remember that one?
Yeah.
It's called Blades of Something Glory.
Sure.
It's ridiculous. Anyways, it just reminds me of like the whole gay, like, craziness. I don't know. It's all
this
good.
Show is so
fire and ice.
So gay.
Remember that fire and ice?
Sure.
All right.
It's all good.
Sorry.
So
my tangent.
The fights that Maya had trouble in, the ones he lost were like Munoz and Weidman. So would you say a strong wrestler poses the problem to him? Possibly.
Yes.
Okay.
Possibly. Well, what about Chael Sonnen? I'm about to make MMA Nuts history. I'm going to drink a Bard's.
You already did once.
Did I?
Yep. Okay. You enjoyed it immensely. Be careful. It's going to blow up. Remember, move quickly. Oh, so he gets the dud.
Perfect every time,
God,
as you like to say.
I'm blowing two up already.
The Bard's loves
they're
me.
They're awesome.
It's because of my death grip on it.
Yeah, he's choking it out. His fucking stranglehold. Baby. I am taking John Fitch.
That is like a major change from what I'm drinking. It's like, wow. Okay.
It is awesome. It's the best beer it's ever. Delicious. You go, you don't know.
John Fitch via...
That's a good question. Decision, what did I write down?
Submission.
I'm going to take Fitch by decision.
Snuggy. Blanket. You think he can hold Maya down, seriously? I think the only way he does it is if he tires him out. That's really...
Yeah. He's gotta try think that. That's his game plan is going to be to tire him out, fighting with the emotion. So we got a fucking problem because, you know what? I don't have the Magic 8-Ball in the room.
It's all good.
So I'm going to have to get him.
Magic 8-Ball says... Cock and balls. You're leaving?
I'm going to fucking cut this and fucking... I can't have a show with no Magic 8-Ball.
Oh, no. Why is it ever not in the room?
That's the question. Because when I do picks, I like to have it over here.
He jerks off with it. He's like, puts on his balls and lathers it up. And he's like, oh, you Magic 8-Ball, I love you.
Shush. I like to make it disappear.
Rubs over his cock and balls with some oil.
Well, I'm going to cut this out or not. Because I say that and then I don't do it.
Bubble tape.
It's too much work.
It's a lot of work to cut it out.
Magic 8-Ball, fucking survey says. Organic. Without a doubt. Who was the first person on here?
John Fitch.
John Fitch for the Magic 8-Ball.
Yeah.
I'll pretend like I wrote it down. It's all good. Oh, my God. All right.
Da-da-da.
Moving right along.
Ew, here we go. All
right, we've got Alistair.
Ream!
Over Ream, he's 36-11 versus Antonio.
Bigfoot!
Silva, he's 17-4. Over Ream, 42% of his wins by KO, 53% by submission. The wizard. Silva, 71% by KO and 18% by submission.
That stat is deceptive. He gets a lot of finishes via guillotine, standing.
It doesn't matter.
Because guys are like, stop. And he's like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, I'll take it. And his guillotine grip is the death grip.
It's ridiculous.
So here's my question and confusion about this fight is, what is Overeem actually going to weigh in at since he's coming back from an elevated testosterone level? So
192 pounds.
He was 263 at his last fight, by the way, against Lesnar. So I think that's the first thing to look at.
He better eat, because if he's like 20 pounds less, everyone's going to know.
I'm guessing he's going to show up in the 240 range.
Well, according to Victor Conte, 20. You don't lose the effects of steroids after a while as long as you keep up your workout regimen.
You do lose them. He's wrong.
I should try a cycle and just confirm this stat.
You don't keep. You'll keep some strength.
I'm not at the gym now. I should go cycle right now. It's like 3-4 weeks and then go back to compete at BJJ. Yeah. Fucking rip everyone's arm off.
You might keep 5 pounds, but you'll blow up like 25 to 30 pounds, and then you'll come down 20.
I see.
Oh, my dog's going berserk. That's always a good
She's
sign.
She's throwing up there?
No.
She's going
to fucking take care of business. So this long layoff for Overeem. I want to see what his weight is when he comes back. Silva has not.
Do you take bets on that?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to guess in the 240s, like high 240s.
258, I'm going to say.
He was 263 his last fight. So
you say he lost 5 pounds.
Let's see, like.
Okay, that would be crazy.
We do come in 205 like you used to fight at.
Okay.
But looking at Silva and his last couple fights, I'm throwing the Travis Brown fight out. Granted, he won that, but Brown hurt himself in that fight, so his mobility was for shit.
Blew out his knee, right? Dancing around.
Something, a hamstring, some sort of a leg injury. And the two fights before that were, Cormier and who else destroyed him? There were two
Silva?
Fights where he lost in
Verdum,
the first round.
Perhaps? No. Kartanov? What did he fight?
Fuck Silva? If I can remember now.
It was a strike force. Hold on. I'll look it up for you right now. It was...
Velasquez.
Fedor.
Velasquez. They both railroaded him. So I look at Silva, and you look at the speed advantage, too. Like, Overeem should have a fucking pretty significant speed advantage. I don't see how Silva can win this fight.
Well,
I don't see it.
He does have a judo and jiu-jitsu black belt, and he has pretty good technical striking, I think. Silva does.
But his speed is not
It's very slow.
And his but, chin has been giving up lately.
Yeah, it has. It's failed him a few times. I don't know. I mean, it's anything can happen. These are heavyweights.
It's true.
The ring rust doesn't worry you. Overeem hasn't fought in like a year.
No, because that has gone out the window of late in the last year. All these guys have come back. And
what about
like,
the right rust?
That's a question. That's why we're going to see what that weight is, and that'll tell you a lot. So
what does this say officially?
I don't know what
256 it says on there.
He was bigger for the Lesnar fight.
Of course, he was huge.
Yeah. And that's why that liver kick right worked. Yeah. So I'm going to take Overeem with a first round mauling.
Okay.
TKO. What do you say?
I have to respectfully agree with you. I think it'd be difficult for me to pick Silva in this fight. I think the only thing, I mean, the one thing that's a question mark is it depends on which Reem shows up, because, like, you look at this fight with Verdum, and Verdum was picking him apart standing, which is unusual for a guy who's normally a jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah.
So is that the Overeem that we're gonna see, or are we gonna see the Overeem that ragdolled like fucking guys in Strikeforce? What was the guy's name that got busted for beating his wife up? I forgot now. Rogers.
Yeah.
Something. Rogers.
Well, I think with the Verdum fight, he was only throwing single punches because I think he was just afraid to get taken down, so he wouldn't commit to anything.
But I mean, that same danger is here. I mean, the one thing Overeem can't let happen is he can't let Bigfoot get on top of him. Because I think if Bigfoot has a chance to take top control, that's pretty dangerous, because Reem on his back, not the greatest. But if this fight stays standing, for sure. I mean, first round, I think he comes out, he looks good. He'll be 25 pounds lighter, as according to you, but still dangerous. And no way he submits Silva, but he can definitely knock him out.
Why not? So, you don't think he can guillotine him?
No.
I might even change my prediction to say guillotine.
At judo and jiu-jitsu black belts.
What's the most unlikely finish to this fight?
A flying arm triangle?
Fuck it. Knee bar, Overeem.
A knee bar. No, I'm going to agree with you. Knockout first round, Overeem. It's going to be business as usual, and it sets the stage for a title shot against...
Yeah, to be determined.
Yes.
Whatever's going to happen there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Magic 8-Ball is also going to take Overeem. So 3 Overeem, 0 Silva. That usually works out well.
Ouch.
For nobody.
Okay.
And once again, sometimes we just want to open 2 PowerPoints because we don't give a shit.
It's all good. Don't click crazy, man. Don't be crazy.
I like to get crazy.
Don't be crazy, man. It's all crazy in here.
See, there's this and this.
Yep.
Boom.
There we go.
Not even afraid.
There we go.
All right, we've got Rashad
Sugar
Evans. He's 17-2-1 versus Antonio
Diet Nog
Nogueira. He's 20-5. Rashad, 35% of his wins by KO, 12% by submission. Diet Nog, 30% by KO and 30% by submission. What do you see going on here?
Well, there's two guys here who haven't fought in forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I don't know. This is a tough one to pick. I feel like Rashad has way more athletic ability. But I think a lot of times he uses that to his detriment at times, because he is so much faster than guys and he forgets about his technical ability. If you look at like fights like he had with Machida, where he kind of just, he couldn't use his athleticism as much because Nogueira is a pretty technical boxer. At the same time, I feel like, you know, Rashad is a good wrestler, hard to control if he's on top. I don't see Nogueira getting a sweep in this fight, so I'm going to go ahead and say Rashad wins this via TKO stoppage, ground and pound, like middle second round. That's my prediction.
That's fair enough.
What say you, sir?
Well, I'd say Diet Nog has pretty decent takedown defense for the first round.
Yeah.
But then you get him to the second round and his cardio gives out a little bit.
Was that Bader he fought with similar?
Bader and Davis. Once you get him in the second round, you can change up your takedowns and you'll get him down.
Get him down.
But you just got to get past that first round. Then he'll tire out a little bit. So to me, it just seems like it's the same blueprint. If you have a strong wrestler who's conditioned, you're going to beat Diet Nog.
Which Rashad is.
Right. If he decides to use his wrestling. Because you look at the John Jones fight, which is a real weird fight for him because he just wanted to strike with
five rounds of stand-up. Same with Phil Davis. Kind of like a similar 5 rounds of just kind of grinded out stand-up.
Oh, he took him down a bunch.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I guess
I think he had like 7 takedowns.
Oh, yeah. I was drunk.
Yeah.
I'll blame it on the beer. That's right. I remember the pink shorts. That's right, Phil Davis.
It's all pink.
Yeah.
I got to say this.
Sorry.
I can't say that.
What are you going to say?
What does albino pussy look like?
I have no idea. Probably white.
Good call.
Or black. Maybe it's pitch black.
It's all good.
Dark.
I posed that question this weekend. I didn't get an answer.
Where?
At a bar.
Oh.
Just to my friends.
Okay.
It's all good.
What about Nog? What about Nog? When was the last time he submitted anybody in the cage? Like, it's been like 5 years, hasn't it?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
7 years? So.
So I'm going to take Evans with the decision.
No. We agree again?
Yeah. Ouch. I don't. It's again. It's like the standard, like, strong wrestler beats this guy fucking 9 times out of 10. So yeah. I can't divert from the program. So okay. Magic 8-Ball. It is certain Rashad Evans. Look at the Magic 8-Ball. Just like, fuck you and your nonsense. It's all good.
So it's either going to be right or it's going to be wrong. Sponsors! We have GoDaddy.com. We have a new code. What the fuck is it? I forgot.
It's MMANuts20. You can get 20% off your entire order.
What?
Plus.
It's ridiculous.
We still have, what, 495.com. So just a straight up MMANuts. So we're double teaming you. You're taking it from both sides. Double penetrated. Ingo's double shocking the ladies.
Yes.
Apparently he's got two.
I got
they call him
two
the
ladies.
Gunslinger.
It's in the middle. It's going. It's all good.
It's probably not legal. It's, are we
top
in
and
Alabama?
Bottom. Top and bottom.
So it's legal in Alabama, not Georgia.
Yeah. Holy shit. Talk about GoDaddy breaking it down. 20% off and 495 domains. How can you go wrong?
You might even be able to combine them.
I'm not sure. You probably can't.
And you could probably go to Fat Wallet and get some more money off your order. So I'm just
we
saying.
Need to post that code. Have you put that on our website yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Done.
Nice.
Posted. It's
fist
everywhere.
Bump. Ding. Also brought to you by DefenseSoap.com, where you can use offense.
MMA. No. You can save like 20%.
Wait a minute.
Wait, you get a 20% discount?
15% off using code MMANuts of your entire order on DefenseSoap.com. This stuff is ridiculous.
Bombs.
I told you last week, bloody nipples, bloody whatever,
bloody
balls,
Mary's
chafed balls, hemorrhoid anus, just rub it all in there. It's all good. Just put the fence up all over.
So hot.
Not to be used as a lubricant for personal.
Where is that defense soap? Oh, it's up there. I was ready to eat some.
It's up there. Don't eat that.
You're supposed to get me a fresh bar for 2017.
I don't have. They're sending us some.
Defense soap.
He thinks I have this mountain
new
of defense soap.
I saw the mountain that wasn't in your house.
No.
You can still win. Guess the contest. There's a defense soap contest. Go to our website. Click the link. Put a fucking. Where do they need to enter that at? Is that on YouTube? On Facebook? They need to guess the bars of soap. You have one
wherever.
Week left.
Anywhere is good.
Sure,
we should
we'll
mention
find
this
it.
At the same time while we're here. You can also win tickets to UFC on Fox 6 Chicago.
You have about four or five days.
If you're in Chicago, you want to win tickets, go to WLUP.com/MMA. We are going to be releasing a press release this week. We've just signed a partnership.
Hopefully it just released.
Hopefully. We'll see. We just signed partnership with Merlin Media, two radio stations, maybe three. We have to become the official podcast in Chicago.
Can I be that official MMA show?
Sure, why not?
All right.
MMA show. I keep saying podcast. I'm so used
it's
to it.
It's the
like
same.
Old school.
It's synonymous, but
synonymous.
Different.
Anyways, go there, win your tickets, jerk off on your monitor, whatever you want to do.
I thought
you
were going to say on your mom. I'm like, what?
No.
That's
not
ridiculous.
On your mom.
Your monitor, okay. Your mother, not so
not
much.
Not cool. And last but not least, we are brought to you by, there's two more. Q5 Combat. Oh. Use code MMANuts for 15% off your order there. And
grass-fed protein. I had grass-fed protein.
I am actually drinking this, which tastes pretty darn good. It's just quite different from what I'm drinking.
A little different from the Winter Witch or whatever you were drinking.
I had Winter's Ale, which is quite tasty. A little bit. This is a different kind of flavor, but it's still good. It's like, I imagine...
It's a different kind
a
of
different
flavor,
kind
but
of flavor.
Still good.
Still good.
Here, let me do it for you. Okay. Bars beer! It's the best gluten-free beer in the world. You see, in the gluten-free community, Ingo, there's not so many beers. Although I was at a brew pub or pub crawl the other day in Libertyville. Shout out to Libertyville. 4 out of 6 bars had gluten-free beers. 1 of the bars had 3 gluten-free beers. Bards was not on the menu at any of the fucking establishments. A little disappointed, a little excited, all in the same. Mm. Go to bardsbeer.com. You can find a retailer or a location near you.
Yes.
It's all good. Can we have some main event action?
Yes, please.
Awesome.
Here we go, señores and señoritas.
Let me guess what's going to happen on this beer.
Explosion. No. Yes. Fucking hell.
You fucking cocksuckers. Bars beer, I love you, but I fucking hate you. Look at how much beer just dumped, you son of a bitch.
Hey,
look at that.
It's free.
It's like a mushroom tip.
Nice. No, Bard's beer's good. Maybe your wife shakes your beers and you don't know it. She just fucks with you.
No, but it should not retain that much fucking...
jizz?
Yeah, fuck.
Cock and balls?
I'm about to stop drinking them.
Cock and balls?
Yeah. Hmm. Or Bard's beer.
Or Bard's beer. The best gluten-free beer in the business. Let's get into this main event.
All right, we got Jose.
Fuck, I forgot his name.
Scarface.
That's it.
Aldo, he's 21-1 versus Frankie.
The answer!
Edgar, he's 14-3-1. Aldo, 62% of his wins by KO, 10% by submission. Edgar, 27% of his wins by KO, 20% by submission. That means 53% by decision. That's my favorite. So, based on the results of this fight, do you think there will be an immediate rematch?
Yes.
Since that's the way Edgar rolls.
Right.
And here's a guy who I have a problem with.
Uh-oh, what kind of problem?
Edgar? I don't know. It's one of those guys.
Don't like this guy. He's fucking amazing. He's like Rocky. He's the Rocky of MMA. He will not... Sorry.
What the fuck are you doing? You're out of control. I think it's the cap. Let me see if it's defective. Nope. It's Ingo. Ingo's defective. Fucking premature ejaculator.
Sorry.
It's all good.
The safest place when I'm spewing is to be directly in front of me because I'm not going to hit you. So
he shoots to the side.
My loads go everywhere except straight.
You listening, ladies? Be warned.
What were you saying?
Immediate rematch.
Okay.
I think that's what the problem, because we had to sit through two fights with Penn and then two fights with Henderson.
And Maynard.
Yeah.
There was like three. Or five.
So he's only won.
I don't know.
He's only won one of his last four
fights. Were all rematches.
Right. So, Edgar's first fight dropping down to 145. What do you think, one, his cardio is going to look like? And two, what's his speed going to look like?
That's the question mark. I think his speed will be fine. The cardio is where I'm not sure. Because he's never had to really cut weight. He's been the guy who always says, well, I keep my body in top-notch shape by not putting it through that hell of cutting weight or whatever. So what's going to do for him? I don't know. It's only 10 pounds. I mean, is it that much? I'm not sure.
I don't know. It seems like it's more when you get down to these lighter weight classes, because when you look at it compared to like a percentage of your body weight, like,
yes,
like that 55 to 45 is a lot steeper than if you're going like maybe 205 to 185. Granted, that's 20 pounds versus 10, but...
I think the percentage might be the same.
It might be. Yeah, let me make a better example for you.
Okay.
When you're going from heavyweight to light heavyweight, say you're a heavyweight at 210, and because there's a lot of heavyweights at 210.
They're all at
210. Then you go down to 205.
You're just digging your hole deeper.
What?
I'm not sure.
Get out of my hole, Ingo. My hole will not be penetrated.
Anyways, I don't know.
So the point is...
Speed and cardio is your question mark?
Yeah.
Well... I don't think he's going to have a speed problem. I think what Aldo is not going to be used to is a guy who keeps coming for five rounds.
And coming.
And a guy who can take him down pretty much at will.
I don't think so. No way. No way is he going to take down.
You don't think so?
Aldo's takedown defense is like 95%.
Should I fact check you there?
Fight metric.
I don't
cha-ching.
Know. You have it for sure?
Yeah. It's in the high 90s.
Has he ever fought a wrestler as good as Frankie Edgar?
Well, I would say this. The one thing that Edgar has that's going good for him is Edgar is very good at catching a kick and getting a takedown off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how Aldo loves the fucking kick, he may be able to get one.
Or 20.
Or whatever. So the flip side to the coin is, too, with Aldo being out from his motorcycle accident and one of the fucking injuries and the time off, how is he going to look? Plus... his weight cut is not any easier than, it's probably actually harder than Edgar's cut, because Aldo's saying he's walking around at like 170 and going down to 45, and you've seen him dominate, like look at a fight where he fought Mark Hominick, where he can dominate for four rounds, and then that fifth round, there was nothing in the gas tank, and he almost lost the fight at that point. Yeah. So it remains to be seen, like, who's going to do what. I think...
Don't you think this fight comes down to heart, all things aside? It's going to be the guy who's got the most...
Who wants it more?
Who wants it more, who's got the more balls in the later rounds, and just really just will not stop. And for that reason is why I feel like Edgar has the advantage, because we've seen him do it time and time again, where Aldo has been shown, like you just mentioned, to fade. And I feel like Edgar can take this thing. I don't think he wins a decision, but I think he's going to get a stoppage in the late fourth, early fifth round. I think he really does. Because, decision is going to be hard. Because Aldo will come out strong. He'll probably win the first three if they go five.
And it depends what kind of strategy Aldo's going to employ. Is he going to employ the leg kick? Yeah. Uriah Faber, because this fucker is, like, moving around. It's chop, chop,
chop. Keep chopping him down, yeah.
Or...
Frankie can take that shit. He don't care. You can knock him out three times. He'll still keep coming. It doesn't matter.
But I just feel like Aldo's going to have his number, and he's going to fucking finish.
You think
he's
so?
He's
going
to finish Edgar in a
third round. Yeah, I'd be surprised. I mean, I think the guy is unstoppable. And I think at 145, he might even be even more unstoppable. But this is exciting. I think this is going to be fight of the night. This might be fight of the year material, I'm going to say right here. This is on my list of fight of the year.
It's in his wheelhouse. Would you call for fight of the night for the... Well, I don't know if we did one, because we only covered one fight for the FX7.
I forgot.
We didn't talk about the Dalloway fight.
No, we didn't.
No reason why.
I didn't think that was fight of the year anyways. Yeah. So it's all good.
It's all good. So,
did we cover a fight in that card? Oh, just Vitor.
Just a Vitor fight.
Okay, I forgot.
But the last thing I want to mention, too, is like the training partners, that Edgar is training with Barboza, and Aldo is training with Maynard.
Nice.
So you've got a...
Pretty even.
Nice mix of similar styles.
Yeah.
Not exactly exact, but I don't think you're ever going to get it. So
I think this will be good. So it's weird that he gets a title shot right away. Just saying.
Remember, it doesn't matter where you're ranked. It just depends what's going to sell more. Plus, you're going to get two of these anyway, regardless of the outcome.
Probably five.
Most likely.
They're going to rematch like for the next 2 years.
The Magic 8-Ball is taking Jose Aldo.
Oh, nice.
So deal with it.
Nice.
All right, now we're going to go fucking lightning round. You ready?
Ready. Uh-oh, viewer mail.
All right, viewer mail. First question by Brian Caruso. What division do you think has the most exciting fights for Vitor, light heavyweight or middleweight? Light heavyweight.
Really?
No. Oh, he asked me. I just spit
it
over.
You
want to
see fight as well?
I want to see catchweight. He's gonna be the new He's gonna be the new Rich Franklin.
192 pounds.
192 pound champion.
Yes.
All right. I'm moving right along. Ryan Smith asked, if you were gonna fight in the UFC, which three guys, rather it be fighters or coaches, would you want to corner you to give you the best chance to win? And he also says, by the way, I'm going to UFC 156.
Ah, fuck you, Ryan.
Fuck you, you whirly dervish.
157 is where?
I don't know.
Ronda Rousey.
He's going to Brazil.
You dirty bitch. You want to go see Ronda Rousey. It's all good. Enjoy.
Respect.
Report back. You want to go first?
Whatever.
Okay. Greg Jackson.
I'll agree with that.
Greg Jackson. Who's going to... I need somebody. Greg Jackson is the technical guy, the guy who gets shit done.
Take him. I want Bass Rutten to give me the color.
The color.
You're getting your ass kicked, motherfucker. So get out there. And I'll give you one other one who I don't want in my corner.
Any of the Diaz brothers?
Rampage.
Okay.
Remember when he is in either Chuck Congo's corner or like Bisping's? Kick his ass! Fucking knock him out! The least helpful. Thank you, Rampage.
In my corner. Yeah, I don't know. Who was on the Ultimate Fighter the last season?
Oh, well, Roy Nelson was doing pretty good.
Yeah, like, I thought Nelson, for
instruction of what to do.
He's a good, like, do this in the fight kind of guy. I was going to say, he was really impressive to me. For as dickish as he comes off, he knows what he's talking about during the fight. Maybe that guy. I don't know.
I agree.
You need somebody who's going to give you some technical. You need a guy who's gonna be like, do this, and then you need another guy who's like
firing you up.
Yeah, just rah, kick his ass.
Maybe that you want Rampage.
I don't know.
He's Rampage. Gonna fire you up. He ain't gonna.
Don't
do
that. Fucking get up. Get up. Get up. Stand up.
It's all good.
It's horrible.
All right.
Sorry, Rampage. He's gonna kill us now.
Well, you get to talk to him.
Maybe. He might not want to talk to us. He'd be like, fuck, I know you guys. Fuck you guys.
It's all good. It's all good.
He maybe knocked
me
out on camera.
Did you pick against him?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so that usually bodes well for anyone who wants to talk to him if he actually sees it. So it's all good. Ruben Allen Andrade. Would you rather get kicked in the nuts by Kung Lee or Bruce Lee?
I'll take Bruce Lee. He's much lighter.
I was going to say, there's probably a little bit less spring in his step, so I will agree and take Bruce Lee. Because Kung will fucking kick the shit out of your
like
balls. Oh, my God.
Pounds.
I would bet you Kung's technique is a little more crisp. That's debatable, but I bet you there's a fuck ton more power behind it.
You're wearing
especially
the shirt today.
Yes.
The Bruce's loose.
Respect. All right. Andrew Wilkinson asks, who is the best martial artist ever?
Chuck Norris.
That's a good one. I was going to say Tim Sylvia, but I think Chuck Norris wins with that beard.
I think Tim Sylvia wins the most overachieved martial artist ever. Went well beyond his actual ability in martial arts, I think.
He was so good, he could wear his belt to the grocery store and go.
I would do
like
the same thing.
If you fucking, how epic is that? You could shit your pants once. You can make another guy you fight turn purple in the fucking ring or
yes.
octagon. And then you wear your belt to the grocery store.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
like the trifecta. You might as well call him Secretariat.
I like it.
Good. Jared Holt, do you think Bisping will ever get a shot at the title, or is he relegated to gatekeeper?
Best gatekeeper in the business ever. Never get a title shot. Doesn't want a title shot. Just can't do it, sir.
All right. Fair enough. Ryan Poley asks, will Bisbing versus Belcher finally happen now that they're both coming off of losses?
I think you called it earlier.
We were saying yes. The MMAs are saying yes. Frank Fleming asks, what happened to Akiyama? Was he released by the UFC?
I think he's still under contract. Who knows, though?
I think they're just waiting for what?
Japan card?
Yeah, probably. Brandon Weinstein asks, Dodson versus Mir, who you got? I hope you have Corona.
I think Dodson cannot be caught by Mir. He's too fast.
Well, I think
it's the most boring three-round fight in the history of the
just MMA. Runs circles. I think you might as well be like you ever see those cages and they have the motorcycle guys
in there
just go around? He could probably run the cage around like that and fucking mirrors like in the middle. Like, oh my God, that is so bad. That cannot be good for the computer. Holy fuck. God damn you, Dodson and Mir. You got me too excited. I just fucked my shit up.
135 episodes and that's
Holy
never happened.
Fuck.
You're good.
See, I got all excited and I just blew my load in an orgy of
good.
Fucking Bard's
I
beer.
I can't believe no one's ever spilled it.
That is going to be so sticky. If you ever poured, yeah.
Juice, jizz on my keyboard?
I'm not going to say
every day.
That, fuck, now I'm cool though. But I wanted to say that brings up a good point because as we get closer and closer to EA releasing this UFC game, I want a fucking open weight option for the game. Open weight and open gender because I'm hoping they have women in the game too. You don't think I'm going to get open gender? I can't unlock that with a special
code? I don't think you
code?
Get women's MMA. Well, maybe. Of course. Eh, shit, if it sells, they'll do it. $5 download.
At not? Least the open weight because Brock Lesnar versus like Clay Guida or, you know... We need to have some of these fucking mismatches because the UFC was founded on open weight and even no time limit. So just have a throwback option in there. Throwback fight. You fight to the death.
To the death.
Or something along those lines. So, all right, Darian Burton asks, what the hell is wrong with Rothwell? I'm all over it. Why is he walking and reacting like a robot? He's weird to watch and he probably got bucked up by Dan Mirgliata.
I don't know.
Me neither. Daniel Ivanovich asked, do you guys believe in aliens?
Maybe.
Roger Sandel asks, who has a better chin, Matt or Ingo?
I don't know. Probably you.
I haven't been knocked out.
I've never been, I've never been knocked out either. And I have been brained in the head with a hockey stick without a helmet. So I was knocked down but not out.
Yeah.
So who knows?
I was brained in the head with a lead pipe, hence the scar. But I was not knocked out.
So who knows?
I still fought on.
These are both not in the chin. So I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. On the button,
my
so.
Thing is like on the side of the head. Who knows?
It's all good. Greg LaFountain, what are your thoughts on Tito managing Cyborg?
Sure.
That's good. I think he's a hell of a manager. He didn't get the right fight. He wants a warm-up fight, and I think that's smart, because his point is if fucking Ronda Rousey's got a warm-up fight against Rouge, then fucking Cyborg should get one of those warm-up fights against whoever. And I don't even know, because I only know like two or three women's names.
Who's in the 135-pound women's division?
Exactly.
Who the fuck
Gina
knows?
Gina Carano.
No, she's 145.
Felice Herrig.
She's like 115. That would be a mauling.
Little. It's all good.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's be crazy. Just, Cyborg has come in the cage with a dildo and started fucking.
Oh, here he goes. You can't say that when you're talking about women, can you?
I don't know. I just did.
Oh, okay. Right. Justin Jobs asks, what is the most disappointing aspect of MMA these days? The amount of fights being called no contest due to PEDs. You can put an S in front of that and it'll be speds. The refs or judging?
I still say the judging. They need to be fixed.
Yeah. The refs are a close second.
Yeah, they've been fucking it up, but the judging is just terrible.
It's horrible because you always get that one that, you know, let's go 30-27 the other way just to keep shit
just
real.
Just to fucking
around. And then Andrew M. is closing us out with, my question is, why do I always miss the posts where you ask for questions?
I don't know.
I think he just blew his opportunity. He had it.
You had a question you could have asked, and you asked
You
could have
asked
question.
Anything. You actually got through. And I want to say thank you, because actually we are now at the point where I can't fucking ask all the questions because there's too many. So I'm taking the best of the best, and sometimes not always the best of the best, but whatever I think is the best.
Depends
how
drunk we are. Sometimes it's the first couple.
Yes.
So our Facebook is blown up, sir. Our Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, it's all blown up. It's going crazy.
I will attribute that to the Loop.
Yes.
And they're obviously influence in the Chicagoland areas.
They are amazing. We're looking forward to a good partnership. So hopefully soon we'll be on the radio. Do you want to be on the radio?
Here's the question. How the fuck are you going to put us on the radio? The topics we talk about and
the
language
we use. We need to hire a person. Their only job is to go bleep.
This show will make no fucking sense by the end of it. You're like, what the fuck of verbal diarrhea did I just hear? It didn't even make, it's so mixed.
It's all over.
It's like sushi.
I think we can't be on traditional media unless the radio decides to be all of a sudden not FCC regulated or some shit. Some of the stuff we talk about is probably going to get sponsors pissed off. And
we'll be gaining sponsors. Hey, if you can have the Fleshlight as a sponsor. Hey, Adam and Eve, where you at?
That's one we should contact.
Yep.
Knowledge?
You got any knowledge?
Me? No. I'm just tired. Got a newborn baby in my house. I'm just
no sleep.
Sleeping barely. Trying to survive.
It'll all work out. Oh, well, I was at a bar the other night, as was in that pub crawl, and they had Barbie dolls in the wall of the bar. I'll post pictures of them because there's four. And I thought to myself, this may be the gayest bathroom I've ever been in. It was kind of frightening. I took pictures. I was like, what the fuck?
So, like, there's glass and there's Barbie dolls behind them? Why would they do that? Is that a motif of the restaurant you were in?
It was real. I'll post a picture.
Were there Barbie dolls anywhere else in the place?
No, just in the bathroom.
Strange.
It may have been the gayest bar I was in. Some of the waiters.
Were you in a gay bar and you didn't know?
Well, some of the waiters were wearing.
Was anyone wearing assless chaps? That's my question.
No, but it was very flamboyant.
Okay.
And, yeah, you know, I don't care. I just like to observe and point things out to people. So
it's all good. Gay bars can be fun. I've been to one or two. New Orleans. I saw a 280-pound man dragging a 150-pound man around by a chain.
Never seen that. But
awesome.
Hey, what the hell?
And the big guy was like 6'5", and the other guy was like 5'6". It was ridiculous. I'm like,
he
what
ride
the
on
fuck?
His
is
back,
this your
like
pet?
A little monkey?
No. He's just dragging him around. It was Mardi Gras, so quite strange. And the big guy was wearing like one of those like fluffy, what do you call those scarves? Pink fluffy scarf? Like,
I don't know. Pink fluffy scarf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
Let's kill it. I'm hungry.
I'm not hungry. But I gotta pee again. That's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. Yeah, so listen, we're going to be at UFC on Fox, and we're going to try to do something really cool. Hopefully, the fighters and the people will go along with our idea.
We'll fucking choke them out.
Yes. If they do, be prepared in the coming week for some interesting interviews by us with guys like Rampage, John Dodson, who else is fighting this card? I forgot.
All the other guys.
Donald Cerrone, Anthony Pettis, Glover, Teixeira, all those guys. So check it out next week. And we'll see you guys. What's your name?
Next time. Matt Griffith.
Ingo Weigold.
Be there, be square. We'll see you. Go for it. Wait. Awesome. You're 2 for 2. 3 for 3. 4 for 4.
I'm terrible at this. What's the trick? Oh, I gotta go up.
Yeah. Okay. Snap that. Shite. Thanks for playing. My lap is wet. Puns are bad.
That's always a sign of a good show. Yep. That's the jinx.
True that.
Seriously, 135 episodes. Wouldn't that would have been the jinx right there? If you would blow out your laptop.
Well, that was the M&M song.
Yeah.
See?
You blew out. What if your laptop would have been shit after that?